Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalad, 1-4. And the topic of this Mishnah is when living creatures are considered to be damaging as a tam and when they're damaging as a muad. Now those terms, tam and muad, really defy simple translation. They're really sort of like legal terms of art. And they're referring to the consequences of and the liabilities regarding if damage is caused. So when we say tam, forget what the word actually means, literally. What tam means legally is that this was not an expected occurrence, meaning one didn't be so careful, his responsibility wasn't so great, because in general domestic livestock are not expected to willfully damage things, what we called the av of Karen. And therefore, should it happen, the liability of the owner of the animal is only to pay for half of the damage, chatzi nezek. And also, in addition, the amount of liability he has is limited. It's like a limited liability, which is capped. It's the maximum is the value of the animal which caused the damage. In contrast, muad means that the person who is responsible for that property, we'll call him the mazik, so he must pay the full amount of restitution to compensate the victim, nizak, for their loss. And it's not limited. It's totally whatever damage he incurred, the nizak has to be compensated for. And should the payments come from property, then it's min ha'aliyah, from the best of the property that the mazik is paying with. Okay, that's what tam and muad mean. Now, literally, the word tam means sort of like simple and uncomplicated. And it refers to the fact that you shouldn't expect for a domestic animal to go and willfully cause damage. The word muad, probably the best translation, if I had to translate it, would be to be put on notice, something like that, to be formally notified or be put on notice. And its origins are the pasuk, the verse which talks about a cow, which is a muad. So the pasuk says that when the owner has been warned after the cow gored three times. This is based on the pasuk in Mishpatim. It's Shmos Perk Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Tes. That's 21:29, which says, Im shor nagach hu mitmol shilshom vahuad beba'alav velo yishmarenu, etc. So if a ox should gore both yesterday and the third time, I'll translate that for now, vahuad, that's the word from where muad is coming from, it's a hufal, but it means something like being put on notice, meaning that the owners are put on notice to be more careful because this cow, this whatever it is, this ox is goring. So then the consequences are he has to pay the full damages, hence the word muad. The cow was a muad. And really the origins of the shorish, the root of that, if you will, is from the word like aid, like testimony. As you look in the pasuk in Bereishis, Perik Mem Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, 43:3, where Yehuda has been told by his father Yaakov to go back to Egypt to get food, and he says, I can't go back because already Yosef, who he thought was like Paro's, right-hand man, had warned Yehuda not to come back unless he brings Binyamin. So Yehuda says to Yaakov, Ha'ed he'id banu ha'ish. The man, meaning Yosef, already, Ha'ed he'id, he warned us, he put us on notice, don't come back unless we bring Binyamin. So that's where the word muad is coming from, to be put on notice formally, something like that. But again, there's no much point in translating it. It's a term of art, and it's meaning nezek shalom, the full compensation, as opposed to tam, which is half damages. So that's what our mission is talking about here. When living creatures, we're not talking about like a boar or an aish, which we said is full damages. That's not our topic here. But living creatures, when is it tam? When is it muad? And the Mishnah says, chamisha tamin v'chamisha muadin. There are five categories of living creatures, domestic animals, being a tam, and five categories where they are muad. And what are they? So here's the five that are first tam. Habehema eina muedes. An animal is not a muad, meaning it's not expected to cause damage, and therefore it's half damages. It's not expected. Lo ligach, number one, not to gore, like with its horns, but ligach is a verb, to gore. Number two, velo ligof, not to like shove with its body. Number three, velo lishoch. Lishoch means to bite. Velo lirbots. Revita is kind of to crouch down, but the idea is that, like it's sitting down, something to crush it. Okay? as opposed to sitting down just because it's tired. If it sits down because it's tired, that's not Karen, that's regal. That's what cows do. Velo livot, and not to kick. Those things that the cow kicks, or another five things, it's considered to be abnormal, and therefore be chatzinezek. The cow is a tom for those things. On the other side of the coin, the following five are where the cow is a mu'ud, meaning if it does it, the consequences are nezik shalim. The first is hashem mu'edis lechol es haroila. An animal literally means the tooth, but it's talking about the hezek called shame when the animal benefits itself. It's expected mu'edis lechol es haroila. It's expected to eat the kind of food which is appropriate for that animal. So, meaning, if your cow eats my grass, so then that's expected, and that will be the damage of shame. If your cow eats my shirt, so then, or bites my finger, that's not considered to be shame at all. That would be considered Karen. Okay, that's the thing we said about lashoch, biting, because cows don't eat shirts or fingers. Second of all, v'haregel mu'edes lishaber b'derech hilucha. Regel, again, it's a term of art, meaning the cow damaging or the livestock damaging as it goes about doing its thing under normal circumstances as it progresses. So it's expected lishaber b'derech hilucha, to break things as it walks around. Fine. V'hashor hamu'ad. The third is ashor, a cow or ox that's been now confirmed to be in some way dangerous. So this cow three times kicked people and the owner was warned or bit or whatever the story is. So now it's a shoramud, which would be nezek shalom. The fourth is v'hashor hamazik b'rshus hanizak. This is a different thing altogether. This is an ox which causes damage in the property of the, not of the owner of the cow or in the public place, but in the private property of the person who got damaged. Meaning, for example, your cow comes into my backyard and starts kicking my sheep. So normally cows kicking sheep is weird and that would be a tom, but if it's happening on my private property where your cow has no business being, the Tana here says automatically the owner of the cow needs to pay full damages as if it were a mu'ud. Okay? So here you see mu'ud is just a term of art meaning full compensation. Now I have to insert here right away that this is actually subject to, this is a machlokas that comes up in the next perek. And it's a machlokas in Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. Here it's Rabbi Tarfon speaking, who holds this unusual din, which is that even when it comes to Karen, if it's in the private property of the Nizak, so damage party, so then the owner, the Mazik, owner of the cow, must pay full compensation for the first time. That's Rabbi Tarfon Shita, but the Halacha doesn't follow him. The Halacha follows the Chachamim, so that's not the Halacha, this fourth category. And the fifth is V'ha'adam, a human being. A person is considered to be mu'ad la'olam. A person is always responsible for his actions. And if he causes damage, even if it's an accident, even if he was asleep, whatever the story is, it doesn't matter. You have to be responsible for yourself and your person. And if your person causes damage to someone else's property, always you pay full damages from the beginning. Period. Okay, new paragraph. Do not mix up what we said before to what we say next. That was the five and five. Okay, a new point, which is, well, when it comes to livestock, we don't expect it to be to cause damage intentionally from the outset. That's not what cows and goats and sheep and camels and donkeys do. But there are certain animals which are more dangerous. And the Mishnah here says there can be six animals. Hazev, which is a wolf. V'ha'ari, a lion. V'hadov, a bear. V'hanamer, a leopard. V'habardalas. Bardalas in modern Hebrew means a cheetah. There are different mepharshim from what Bardalas means, like in the context of this Mishnah here. The Bar Tanura learns, like the Rambam, that Bardalas is a hyena. Okay? In Eretz Yisrael, we do have hyenas. We do not have cheetahs. I don't believe we've had cheetahs here, so Bardalas is probably a better translation as a hyena. And six is Vahanachash, a snake. So these Harei Elim Mu'adin, these are always dangerous, meaning that one should expect that if he has a pet lion, it's dangerous from the outset. It's not like a cow, which isn't intended to hurt. No, lions bite, etc. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bezman Shehen B'nei Tarbus. Rabbi Eliezer says, if these are domesticated house pets, a person has raised up a domesticated bear in his house, you know, and the bear is just a pet, a harmless little bear, supposedly. So then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Einan Mu'adin, then he shouldn't expect it to lash out and attack someone. This bear is, you know, domesticated and well-behaved. V'hanachash mu'ad la'olam. But Rabbi Eliezer concedes that the reptilian brain can't be tamed. There's no such thing as having a pet snake that wouldn't bite. You can't train the animal not to bite. You could train, says Rabbi Eliezer, you could train these more intelligent mammals not to bite. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have a domesticated, trained wolf or lion, bear, leopard, or hyena, so then it would not be Nezek Shalom, but a Tam from the outset. The halacha is certainly not like Rabbi Eliezer. It's like the Tanakama, the Chachamim, who hold, in fact, that these animals are always dangerous, and if you have one as a pet, no matter what, you're fully liable from the outset. So now the Mishnah says, finally, Ma Bein Tam Lemuad. So what are the halachic differences? What's the ramifications, the nafkamina, between if something is classified as a Tam or a Muad? So there are two differences. Elashed Hatam Mishalom Chatzi Nezek Magufo. When it comes to Tam, A, the amount of compensation that the owner of the tam animal has to make to the nizak, the damaged party, is only chatzi nezik, only half of the damage. So, number one. And number two, migufo, the amount of payment literally means it comes from the body of the damaging animal, but it means conceptually there's a cap, like a limited liability where it maxes out at the value of the animal. So that means, for example, if my cow goes into your backyard and starts, you know, mowing down your sheep. So let's say if the total value of destruction that my cow caused is $100,000, so the maximum which I would have to pay, chatzi nezek, would be just half, $50,000. But assume my cow is just worth $100, so then even though I would be liable for half the damages, which amounts to $50,000, I can just say, you can have the cow, or the value of the cow, $100, and that's max, that's capped out, okay? So that's the idea of chatzi nezek magufo. When it comes to a muad, umuad mishalem nezek shalem, if it's a muad situation, so then, in other words, let's say I've been warned repeatedly, this is the fourth time my cow's gone to your backyard and started mowing down your sheep, so now I have to pay the full damages, all $100,000 of damage that it caused, min ha'aliyah, from the best, literally, meaning if I play you back with land instead of with cash, I have to give you from the best of my land. I can't give you from my inferior land holdings.